This is Radio Nepal. I'm T.K. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Dahal and House Speaker Kimmery hold separate discussions with leaders of political parties to remove Parliament obstruction. Prime Minister claims Parliament deadlock will end within a few days. CPN UML and CPN Mount Center withdraw support to Madhya Province government. And UN Chief Guterres urges immediate ceasefire in Gaza as 35,000 Palestinians killed. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba held a meeting today in connection with ending the House obstruction. Nepali Congress Chief Way Pramesh Lekhak said that the two leaders discussed on contemporary topics, including running the parliament meeting. The meeting was held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Baluwatar this morning. On the occasion, Nepali Congress leaders informed the Prime Minister about the issues, including formation of a parliamentary committee to investigate the misappropriation of the cooperative funds. Leader Lekhak said that the Prime Minister was positive on their demand. The main opposition party has been obstructing the parliament's business, calling for the formation of the parliamentary investigation committee to look into the misappropriation of cooperative amounts. Meanwhile, Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devraj Khemri, held talks with chief whips and whips of the major political parties to end the House obstruction. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliament Affairs, Minister Padam Giri, said that the meeting discussed to smoothen the environment while presenting the policy and program of the government on Tuesday. Nepali Congress Chief Way Pramesh Lekhak said that the party repeated their demand of forming a high-level probe committee to investigate the alleged involvement of Home Minister Ravi Lamisani in the embezzlement of cooperative funds. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has claimed that the parliament obstruction will come to an end within a few days. Talking to media in Sitwan today, Prime Minister Dahal said he is in the dialogues with the top leaders of the main opposition party Nepali Congress and the obstruction will end within a few days. The Prime Minister said he met with President Ramchandra Podil after giving final touch to the policy and programs to be presented on Tuesday. The government has decided to present its policies and programs for the next fiscal year in the joint sitting of the Parliament on the 14th of May. The CPN UML and the CPN Mao Center have withdrawn their support to Madhya Province government. CPN UML's four ministers and two state ministers submitted their resignation to Chief Minister Sharad Kumar Yadav today. Similarly, CPN Mao Center's two ministers of Madhya Province government also resigned today itself. The CPN UML has 25, while CPN Mao Center has 9 members in the Madhya Province Assembly. With the resignation of ministers from both the parties, the Madhya Province government falls into minority. Most of economic indicators based on the 9 months data ending mid-April are positive in the country. Till mid-May of the current fiscal year, the CPI-based inflation remained within the expectations, while a balance of payment remained at a surplus and the foreign exchange reserves increased. According to the report about the current macroeconomic and financial situation of Nepal issued by the Nepal Rast Bank today, CPI-based inflation remains 4.61% on year-over-year basis compared to 7.76% in the corresponding period last year. Similarly, remittance inflow increased 19.8% in the review period, compared to an increase of 24.2% in the same period of the previous year. In the US dollar terms, remittance inflows increased 17.7% to $8.15 billion in the review period, compared to an increase of 13.9% in the same period of the previous year. Likewise, gross foreign exchange reserves increased 24.2% in mid-April 2024. Total trade deficit decreased 2.8% during the review period. Lawmakers have underscored on preserving the properties of Tribhuvan University, TU, in a meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee under the House of Representatives. Today, the MPs stressed on the need of proper upkeep and management of the properties of the country's oldest university. Most of the lawmakers expressed their dismay, saying that the TU's properties have not been properly preserved and managed. The MPs pointed out the need of reform in the university's examination system as well. Meanwhile, in the parliamentary committee meeting, Education Minister Sumana Srivastava said preparations were on for establishing a high-level committee for the management of land owned by Tribhuvan University. Similarly, in the meeting, TU Vice-Chancellor Professor Dr. Kishor Jung Baral expressed his commitment to improving the university's academic calendar and its effective implementation. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni, mitra. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjalharu matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei line majale chalaune.
स्टार 14-15 हैस डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज. President Ramchandra Pawdel and Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held a meeting today. The meeting between the head of the state and the head of the government was held at the office of the president in Sital Nivas this afternoon. According to the president's private secretariat, during the meeting, discussions were held on the country's contemporary issues. Air pollution in the Kathmandu Valley has decreased with the occurrence of rainfall. On the 2nd of May, the federal capital was listed the world's most populated city with an air quality index of 162. Today, it suggests a rapid drop in the pollution level rather to be ranked at 50th position. According to the Air Quality Index AQI data, the Kathmandu Valley's AQI has been measured at 56. The containment of wildfires with the rainfall for the past few days has played a significant role in the improvement of the air quality. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to make efforts to establish uniformity in facilities for nurses. In his address to the 14th National Nursing Conference in Kathmandu today, the Prime Minister admitted that facilities for nurses are not satisfactory and uniformed. The head of the government also pledged to address the discriminations, the workforce and low payment issues facing nursing through the policy-level interventions. President Ramchandra Pawdel has approved the resignation of his economic expert Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal. Issuing a press note today, spokesperson at the office of the president, Sailaja Regmi Bhattarai, mentioned that the president has accepted the resignation tendered by his economic expert Nepal. Kamirita Sherpa has set a new record in the ascent of the world's highest peak, Mount Everest, by reaching atop the peak for the 29th time on Sunday. The Sherpa climber broke his own record to set a new one in the spring expedition of the 1,848.86 meters high mountain. Kamirita, who first climbed the Mount Everest on the 13th of May in 1994, also holds the record of most ascent of the peaks above 8,000 meters. You're listening to Radio Nepal's JPM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has renewed his call for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Gaza Strip as Israeli forces have killed more than 35,000 Palestinians. In a video address to international donors gathered in Kuwait on Sunday, Guterres also called for the unconditional release of all captives held by Hamas, as well as an immediate surge in humanitarian aid into Gaza. According to the Al Jazeera, as Guterres repeated his plea, Israeli forces hit multiple points in Gaza, displacing anew hundreds of thousands of refugees already fleeing the war. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said around 300,000 people have fled Rafah over the past week. Britain's Foreign Minister David Cameron has said that Israel should not carry out an offensive into Gaza's city of Rafah without a clear plan to protect people. The AP News agency quoted Foreign Minister Cameron as saying that for a major offensive in Rafah, there would have to be an absolute clear plan about how to save lives. Cameron said Israel needed to do better on allowing humanitarian aid into Gaza. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi Province, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. Similarly, there are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Dahal and House Speaker Khimire hold separate discussions with leaders of political parties to remove Parliament obstruction. Prime Minister claims Parliament deadlock will end within a few days. CPN UML and CPN Mao Center withdraw support to Madhya Province government. And UN Chief Guterres urges immediate ceasefire in Gaza as 35,000 Palestinians killed. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.